Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we thank God for another night at Cornerstone Deliverance Church on Wednesday night Bible study. This is our discipleship course. Amen. We apologize for every delay. Praise God, hallelujah. But we are here. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, giving God the glory, giving him the praise, and giving him the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, beloved, in this Bible study course, we are in Christian Living 3. Amen. And I believe that we are speaking on the distinction between the sexes, but we are first going to commit this class unto God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time of fellowship, O God. We thank you, O God, for this time that we could get in your presence, my God, to learn of your word. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that are pressing their way to be present, O God. Lord, we honor their time, Lord. We ask that you give them the increase, my God, on your word. Make your word life for them on this day in Jesus' name. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so, beloved, today we are studying, amen, Christian Living 3, and we are going to start with the distinction between the sexes, amen, the distinction between the sexes. And for those of you that was on at 8 o'clock p.m., amen, I do apologize for, amen, my delay in getting on, amen, praise God. We at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we do value your time. I like to be prompt. I am normally prompt. Amen. So I ask for your mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, I ask for your mercy. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Your
That's
mercy
all right.
And
Amen.
Your forgiveness. Hey, praise. Thank you, Brother Golden. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Y'all continue to pray my strength. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. Praise God, because I cannot let this Amen. Thing go. Praise God. I got to hold on to it and ride it out. Amen? Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Amen. So, beloved, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm pressing my way. Amen? And so, distinction between the sexes. Amen? Scripture makes it clear that there are certain things that our holy God despises. God calls these things abominations, meaning something that is abhorrent or disgusting or detestable to God. Amen. See, there's things that God will not. God is the type of God that he is pacific. Amen. Praise God. He's not leaving things unto us that we have to guess at or we don't know what to do about the situation. I don't care what situation or circumstance you find yourself in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There is something in the word of God to direct you, some type of passage that he had already responded to or something that someone else had went through. Praise God. Amen. Something that you can measure it to. Praise God. We know what God loves and we know what he hates. Amen. Praise God. And since we are joint and co-heirs with Christ, amen, it is just this one new man that is Jesus, amen, we ought to love what God loves, and we ought to love what, and we ought to hate what God hates, amen, praise God. Deuteronomy 22:5 says, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. God has ordained a clear distinction between the sexes. Each gender has an equally important but distinctly separate role to fulfill. These gender-specific roles include, amen, it includes our behavior and deportment, how we conduct ourselves, our roles in relationships, how we relate as a husband, wife, father, or mother. And before I take this any further, beloved, amen, some of us, amen, you may not be married, amen, or have a husband or have a wife, amen, praise God, but you are kept. Why? Because you are married to Jesus. The church is the bride or the wife of Jesus Christ, and he is our husbandman, amen, so we are never really available, amen, praise God. If someone wants your heart, God, the Christ has to release your heart to them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you ought still to carry yourself as if you belong to someone. Amen. Praise God. God said that he gave us his name. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So spiritually, you are in covenant. Spiritually, you have a contract, a legal contract. Amen. Because that's what a covenant is. A covenant is a legal contract. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you're not really free. Amen. Praise God. You are free, but you're not free to do what you want to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I just wanted to say that. Amen. Praise God. That we are very well kept. Amen. Those of us that are the church, believers in Jesus Christ, we have a husbandman. Amen. Praise God. The husbandman is Christ. Praise God. How we present ourselves in physical appearance, how we dress, adorn ourselves, wear our hair. Amen. Some have tried to assert the Deuteronomy 22:5 does not apply today. It is an Old Testament scripture. However, it is important to note that the wearing of the apparel of the opposite sex is specifically labeled in the scripture as an abomination unto God. Amen. And there are other things that God hates. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Before we just dove into this, amen. Praise God. Amen. I want you all to see it in the word of God. Amen. Praise God. That you know that there's things that God loves and there's things that he hates. Amen. He loved the world, so he died for the world. Amen. And what it is that he loved about the world is not the world system, but he loved the sinner, but he hates the sin. Amen. Praise God. And so we have to learn to not be lovers of the world system. Amen. We should not love the things of the world, but we have to love what God loved because he died on the cross for us because he loved the souls. Amen. Praise God. This is why we preach this gospel. This is why we teach this gospel. Amen. 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 Hey, praise God, Malia. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. That's right. Go ahead and praise him. We got to lead the way in praise because we want the young people to know how to praise God. Amen. We want the young people to know these things. Amen. Oh, and so, beloved, praise God. Praise God. That's my granddaughter. Praise God. The Bible says train them up in the way that they should go. Amen. Praise God. They must know the Lord. And they must know the word. Amen. Praise God. These things Amen. Are important. Amen. And they should know the liberty to praise. They should have the liberty to praise him at a young age. Amen. Children are copycats. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you praise him, they will praise him. Amen. I'm looking for a scripture in Proverbs. Amen. Praise God. And the scripture that I'm looking for is the six things that the Lord hates. Amen. Praise God. Do anybody have that scripture? See, because the devil is a liar today. We're going to make him into a liar. Amen. We're not giving in. We're not throwing in the towel. We're not doing any of that. So I'm about to turn this internet off. Something is going to work. Praise God. I believe in pressing my way. Anybody else believe in the press? I'm in the press, beloved. I can't give in. I can't give up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Keep
I can't.
Listen.
That's
Amen.
Right. Giving up is not a part of my vocabulary. Amen. I got to run this race until the end, until there's no more breath in this body. I got to keep believing. Amen. Running the race of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we got to press our way. There will be obstacles. Amen. Praise God. We may be a little delayed. A delay is not a denial. We're going to press on. Amen. Something ain't working. Turn it off. Turn something else on. The church must carry on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If I drop dead right now, somebody better step up and start preaching. Amen. Listen, the work don't stop because the apostle ain't here. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Preach on it. Preach on it.
We got to keep pressing, church. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 says, "These six things doeth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. One is a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." Beloved, these are six things that God hates. Amen. This thing is in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so we have to know what it is that the word of God is saying. It says these things that he hates. He says the seventh is an abomination unto him. One is a proud look. God do not like pride. Amen. Praise God. I heard the Bible say that the fall comes. Amen. The pride comes before the fall. Amen. Where there is pride, the fall is not too far behind it. Amen. If you are prideful in any area of your life, repent. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because the Bible says, I have been that way before, and God had to break me, tame me, and train me. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Ghost cannot use us any type of way. We are a new creature, a new creation. And so we have to give up the old ways. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We need a new mind. We need the mind of Christ. The mind must be renewed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God cannot use us bucking like a wild stallion, believing that we can have it our way. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so God, the grace of God and the word of God begins to work in our heart. We are washed and sanctified through the water of the washing of the word. This is why you find that Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we read a lot of word. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Some of these places you go in, you can't get one scripture. Amen. Praise God. But they talking about Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You need the word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's why all throughout Sunday service, I hear people getting tired because the scripture is too long, but I sat up under a bishop that would teach 50 scriptures, amen, in one setting. Amen. I love the word of God. This is why we gather, that we may know the word, that we may know his heart and his mind, that we may know his ways, because they are not our ways. They are higher than ours. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so you're learning today that there are six things, and we're going to read the other thing, amen, that the Lord doeth hate, and the seven are an abomination, something that is detestable unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, amen. Beloved, we have to stop lying, amen, stop bearing false witness, amen, praise God. I heard the Bible say that none of us are without sin, amen. We all fall short of the glory of God. But we are not practices of sin. And so we have to be true to ourselves. Discern your own self. Discern the fruit that is coming forth from your mouth, praise God. Amen. I knew a man that he just lied all the time for no reason. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And you don't have to lie in Christ. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to fake it. Just tell the truth. Amen. Praise God. And if you want to know what the truth is, Jesus says, I am the truth. Amen. I am the way. Amen. The Bible says that the truth shall make you free. Amen.
Amen. Say it again. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we don't have to put our own spin on the story. We can tell the truth and trust God. Amen. Praise God. And then when you find out that, when you get into that place where you are being truthful and telling the truth, but I tell you, some people can't handle the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Listen, beloved, the truth will offend. Amen. Praise God.
You got
and so
that right.
The church don't want to offend the world, so we won't tell the truth. Amen. But you got to tell the truth and offend the world, because the Bible says it's impossible not to offend. Amen. If you tell a sinner that he's a sinner and he doesn't know he's a sinner, he's offended. Amen. Praise God. Who are you calling a sinner? Praise God. The Bible says that do I remove the truth to remove the offense? God forbid. Oh, no, you got to tell the truth if it offends. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. I like to tell the truth about myself. The reason why is because when I tell the truth, I do it for God's glory. Amen. I do it that it may glorify God. I do it may glorify the works of evil or whatever it is. Amen. Praise God. I bring it to the light that it may be seen. Amen. Praise God. That it can be rectified. Amen. When we speak about truth in your life, it's not to expose you, to hurt you. Amen. Praise God. But it's to stop the devil in his tracks. Because, listen, he got a good news. You don't want him telling your story. I tell the truth, amen, that it may glorify God. But when the devil starts speaking about your business, he tell it, amen, hallelujah, that he may shame you. Amen, praise God. That's why, amen, that's why I like that song. You can't tell it, let me tell it. Amen, praise God.
Amen,
what God has done for me. Amen, praise, you can't tell it, but let me tell it. Because I tell it for his glory. I don't know why you're telling it, but I'm telling it for his glory. I'm telling it that he may be glorified, that he washed me with his blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. That I was dead and sinking in my sin. That I lived a life that I should not have to live. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved, sometimes I enjoyed it while I was out there because I did not know any better. But I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, for washing me in his blood, for transforming my mind, for turning my world around. Hallelujah.
Come on.
He turned my life around, praise God.
My Lord, my Savior.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, I did it better than most. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. When I was in the world, I was in the world.
Yes, praise God.
I thank God for his grace.
Yes,
and I thank
his
him
mercy.
For his mercy.
Yes, mercy.
I thank him for his love. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory. Glory.
And beloved, he did not have to do it, but
he did.
Amen.
Yes, praise God. Yes,
so, beloved, don't deceive yourself. Amen.
Oh, come
tell
on
the
now.
Truth and shame the devil. Praise
glory
God. Hallelujah. Tell the truth and make yourself free. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I be in here all by myself telling the truth. Amen. Praise
God.
Talking to God about it. When the word convict me, I repent. I talk to God about it. Amen.
Yeah,
what's up all night long? 3 o'clock a.m. Amen. I woke up and I said, what is going on here? Why am I up 3 o'clock a.m.? God is going to get you one way or another. And I understood it, beloved. Amen. I went from Galatians to 1 Thessalonians to 2 Thessalonians. I done started praying for the church. I started having messages sent out. Apostles up at strange hours. It's praying time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Send in your prayer requests. Listen, when God summons you, amen, when he requires your attention, when he wants your time, he'll wake you up at strange hours. My God, don't just lay there with an idle mind doing nothing. Turn your face to him. Give him your attention. When the king calls you at 3 o'clock a.m., my God, say, yes, Lord, your servant heareth you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Beloved, I'm a little excited. Amen. I'm delayed, but I had to come out the gate running. Amen. Praise God. I had to come out running. Praise God. I got to turn the devil into a lie.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's all right. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Beloved, praise God. God will set your schedule. Amen. Praise God. Up all night long. But you know what? I was not idle. Amen. Praise God. I gave my time over to the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Because, beloved, what you do with your time will influence you.
Amen.
What you do with your time will impact you.
Amen.
Whoever you spend the most of your time with will influence and impact you. And if we are going to be influencers to the world, amen, we have to give our time over to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That he can influence us. That we can be an influence the right way. Amen. Praise God. You cannot not spend no time with God and think you're going to be an influencer in the right way. Amen. Praise God. That is why Jesus, when he sent out his disciples, when they came back, he talked to them. He deprogrammed them. Amen. Praise God. He wanted to know what did they say about who do they say I am, because he knew that his disciples were speaking to those in the world. While you out there, you're running into all type of people, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Amen.
You're running into, amen, offended those Israelites. You run into all type of people. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And they too are trying to convert you. You better be anchored in Christ. Huh? You better
Amen.
Know what it is that you're talking about.
Amen.
They will try to appeal. Amen. To those of you that have ancestry that were slaves. Amen. Praise God. They will try to appeal to you in every kind of way. They will try to tell you that's a white man's religion. Amen. But beloved, I don't serve a white man. I serve, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the true and living God, him that came as God and man. My God, he was God and man at the same time. Amen. Praise God. He was our scapegoat. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the Bible says his hair looked like mine. I don't know who got a problem with that. But his hair was woolly. My God, and his feet was like cold burnt in a furnace. I'm not confused about what color he was. Amen. Praise God. But I'm in a new dispensation. My God, I'm not in that dispensation when he walked the earth. I'm in the dispensation of grace. And the God I serve now is spirit. And I don't serve a man. I serve him in spirit and in truth. Praise God.
Amen.
Beloved, you got to know the difference. Hallelujah,
Amen, Jesus.
I had a Jewish man tell me one time that we are related. Amen. Praise God. But he could not tell me how we were related.
Wow.
Amen. Praise God. He tried to say that we was related through Hagar. I said, no. I'm a child of the free woman, not the bond. Praise God.
Amen.
I am the child of Abraham by faith. And
yes.
you too must come by way of Jesus. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. I began to give him the gospel.
Ooh,
I took him back to the five books of Moses. I took him back to his Torah. I began to tell him about Jesus and his Torah. My God, hallelujah. Beloved, we got to know this word. Amen. Praise God. You have to develop an appetite for this word. How can you be an effective witness? Amen. Praise God. If the church don't give you the word, my God, you got to eat the word on Wednesday night. Monday night, Monday through Sunday, all throughout the day.
Jesus.
Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. You gotta give your. I'm on fire tonight. Praise God.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know why God is going down this way.
My
Amen. Praise God, but I'm gonna give it to you the way the Holy Ghost wants you to have it. Amen, beloved. Amen. We were saved to be a witness, to manifest the Holy Ghost's presence, that we had the unction to function. Amen. Hallelujah. But you are going to respond and be, and your behavior will be like that which influences you. When you belong to God, amen, he requires your presence. There's no way you belong to him, and he don't require your presence. He don't let you go too long. Without being in his presence. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You are a branch on the true vine. Amen.
Yes,
that true vine is Jesus. That true vine. Amen. That true vine. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
And so, beloved, we're going to get back to these distinctions. Amen. Because God has took me down a road. Amen. Praise God. These 6 things, and I may not agree with some of this, so I'm going to let y'all know in a minute. These 6 things do it the Lord. Hey, because I don't agree with everything. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God has taken me some places, and I'm like Paul. I try to be all things to all people that somebody would get saved. Amen. Praise God. All things to all people. Amen. Praise God. These 6 things do it the Lord. Hey, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. We spoke about the proud look. Pride is something that I pray against. The Bible speaks about the pride of life. Amen. The lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. Amen. This was about to fall. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so if there's anything, I'm constantly praying against pride in my life. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I do a personal study on pride. Amen.
Yeah.
That God will fix my heart. That
my
I don't
Lord.
Get haughty and stiffness. Amen. Praise
my
God.
Lord,
then listen,
Lord,
this that's personal maintenance for my spirit, man.
Yes,
personal maintenance.
Yes,
amen. Praise
yes,
God. We need personal God. Maintenance. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. And when I go before God for you, that's one thing, but I have to stay before God for me.
For
I'm trying to make it in.
Come
praise
on,
God.
Man.
Amen. Praise God. There's a proud look. There's a
my
lying
Lord.
Tongue. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Listen, that lying tongue, there's a spirit attached to that. Amen.
Amen.
Put the devil out.
Yes.
Put the tell him
Lord
you
God.
Can't live
Amen.
There. You can't use my vocal cords. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I can't stand the lying tongue so much that I was pulled over. Amen. In Virginia, coming down the road in the back streets. Amen. And I said to the officer, I said to him, sir, can you tell me why you pulled me over? He told me I was doing 70. I looked up, and the first thing that came out of my mouth, the devil is a liar.
He
said, are you calling me a liar? I said, no, sir. You know the devil is not a man but a spirit, and clearly there is something going on in the atmosphere because I was not doing 70. Amen. I condemn that tongue in the name of Jesus. Amen. This thing is serious, praise God. But you know what? God allowed him not to get so offended.
Yes.
He had to know something about Jesus. He had to know something about the spiritual realm.
Because
he could have pulled out his gun and shot me. Amen. Praise
Jesus.
God. But I wasn't speaking to the man. I was speaking to the spirit trying to hem me up, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm not subject to these little imps and demons that's running around here.
My
Amen.
Lord.
I don't care what you in, if you're in a blue suit. Amen. If you got a cop badge, if you got a, I don't care what you got. I'm not subject to the spirit behind you.
Yes,
amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, I called the devil what he was. The devil is a liar. And I was not speaking to the cop, trying to offend the cop.
The
but I knew that there was a power at work.
Yes.
I knew that Lord, I was dealing with, amen. And beloved, you got to be led by God.
Yes.
Because you got to do all things in wisdom. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. God
Amen.
May have you to move in a different way in a situation like that.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. But that was how the Holy Spirit. Wait, listen, it came out my mouth so quick
so
I couldn't take it back. I couldn't take it back
Don't
if I wanted to. Amen. Praise God.
Back, baby.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus.
And I left there without a ticket. Amen. Praise God. Because I believe that God dealt with the heart. Amen.
Yes.
I believe that there was a conviction there. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. I believe that when I spoke, the devil is a liar. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. That the shift came about in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe that something began to take place in that region. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
Beloved, we have power over principalities and spiritual ways. I could have said it low and it would have bound up the devil.
My
Amen.
Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And so we don't have to be subject. This is why we have to stay prayerful on the road. We have to stay praying,
yes,
praise God. Praying
for
one another in trouble.
Jesus.
Praying, praise God.
Amen.
It's not just all about
amen.
An incident or an accident. There's other
no.
things, amen, that you can
amen.
Encounter. Other spirits, amen, praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Be mindful when God delay you himself, amen,
amen,
to keep you from things. There's times
yes.
when I had stopped for different reasons. I said, Lord, I thank you. Amen. Because
yes,
I would have been a part of this.
In
Amen. Praise God.
Time.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Get sensitive to the spirit. So it's
Amen.
A proud look. It's a lying tongue. Amen. Praise God.
Jesus.
Amen. When you hate a lie, you hate a lie. And you don't just
yes.
hate it other people. You hate it in yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And hands that shed innocent blood. We got to be
Lord.
Mindful. Amen.
Jesus.
Hands that shed innocent blood, amen. Cain killed his brother Abel.
Amen.
And Abel, the life is in the blood. The life.
Amen.
And the life of Abel
out
cried
God.
Out from the earth. Amen.
Yes.
But beloved,
yes.
we got the blood of Jesus. His blood spoke more excellent things. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
His blood continued to speak on our behalf. I
yes.
put the blood on assignment all the time that the blood
yes.
may speak for me. That the blood may rewrite my story. Amen. Because the life of God, the divine life of God, is in the blood of Jesus. Speaking more
yes.
excellent things. And so sometimes we can shed innocent blood if we're not careful what we say out of our mouth. When
Amen.
We assassinate people's characters. When we go about backbiting, tattletelling, busybodies from house to house. Talking
Amen.
About things that we ought not to. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. God speaks to us about how we ought to be. Amen. So we have to be careful what we say about one another. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Discern your words before you release them. Amen. I know that amen, is Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh on Friday nights. Now she's speaking, she's teaching on power words, the power of your words, amen,
amen.
That your heart is a bag of words, amen, praise yes. God, amen, hallelujah, that when God circumcised your heart, what he did was he syncopated you to himself. And so
amen.
There was language that you had before, he circumcised that thing. Everything that was evil, he took it out. Amen. So sometimes you speak things by familiarity, or you may speak it, amen, because it's habitual, it's something that you used to speak in. So this is why we are careful to give you the word of God. We're not beating you up with you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that and you shouldn't do this. Do this. Amen. We're giving you the truth that it can syncopate you, that it can transform you, that you can be washed with the water of the word. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Church people speak like this, revelation and this and that and that and this. You will find that your language is changing. Beloved, language is a gateway. Some of us have dreams and visions. Amen. That's a form of a language. That's the form of a way that God may speak to us and deal with us. Amen.
Amen.
So we need for those things to be revealed. We need interpretation of these things. Amen. Praise God. If you cannot speak the language of a people, you can't reach the people. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Beloved, believe that this is so. Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
so, amen. At the Tower of Babel, God confused their language and they could not talk to each other.
Amen.
So they had to go off in tribes and they had to get with those that spoke their language that they understand, that dialect. That's where all the different dialects came in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That was nothing new up under the sun. There's not a dialect set in place that God himself don't understand.
Amen.
Language come from him. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I like to say that there is nothing new up under the sun. Amen.
Amen.
It may be new to us, but it's not new to God. Apostle Paul said, though I speak with the tongue of angels and the tongue of men.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When we are in our prayer language. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Diverse tongues need to be interpreted, but in your
Amen.
Prayer language, God designed it that no one else would understand it. Amen. Only
Amen.
He can give you the understanding.
Yes.
Amen. That's your conversation between you and him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Now we going down this road. I'm going to stay on it. Amen. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Be mindful of what we say. We shedding the blood. We taking a life, assassinating a character. Amen. Praise God. Satan was one that did this. His name was Lucifer. He was beautiful, created by God, the covering cherub of the mercy seat. He covered the glory. Amen. He was over praise and worship. Amen. Amen. All of the life in him reflected the glory of the people of God and all the other creation of God through him unto God. Amen. But he wanted the glory for himself. Amen. He wanted to take God's place. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, we got to be mindful of wanting to be someone else and taking their place. Amen. Because
Amen.
God created you. There's an authentic you that you ought to be discovering. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God made you a new creature, a new creation, a new man. You don't have to be nobody else. Be who God has called you to be. Amen. Praise God. Learn that through the word. Amen. Come to know. Amen. God's purpose and plan for your life. Amen. And then work the vision. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So we have to be careful. Amen. Lucifer wanted to be God. He wanted the glory for himself. He wanted the praise for himself. He was not happy being a part of something greater than himself. And when someone wants to be you, amen, two things matter. Matter cannot exist in the same place at the same time. So you can't be me and I be me, huh? Lucifer couldn't be God and God be God. Amen. In order for him to be God, God had to die. Amen. So he let it revolt. Amen. Satan had to be cast out, cast down. Amen. Praise God. God had to deal with him because his sin was in eternity. He was judged eternally. That's why he's judged to eternal damnation. Amen. Praise God, our sin was in time. So what God do, amen, he sent in a scapegoat. He pronounced, amen, a plan of salvation, a reconciliation plan, amen, that we don't die in eternal death, amen. He came down himself, amen, praise God, amen, in order to redeem man, he had to be man, amen, praise God. And so there was a body called son that he created for himself, amen, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Amen, because prior to that, he existed in eternity as the Logos. Amen. In the beginning, in John 1, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. He's the Logos. He's the Logos. In eternity, before there was any creation, there was the Word. Amen. Praise God. The Word is not the created, but the Word is the Creator. Amen. It goes out, and it does whatever God sends it to do. It does not return void. Praise God. That's why we got to be careful. God says that even our words hold weight. Life and death, blessing and curses. Be mindful. Amen. Praise God of what you speak, especially over your children, beloved. Amen.
Yes, the blood.
And so out of our mouth, we can murder something. Yes. Out of our mouth, we can shed innocent blood. Amen. Out of our mouth, we can assassinate a character. Sometimes it's hard to come back after your character has been assassinated. But God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, beloved, you don't have to kill somebody with a gun or a knife or smother them or take their breath away to shed innocent blood. And watch your tongue. Watch your tongue, praise God.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy use you. Amen. And heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to bring, God has given us power. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that we could cast down imaginations and pull down strongholds. We are empowered.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
By way of the Holy Ghost, we got power. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes we don't use the power that we have. Amen. Sometimes I don't have time to discern everybody else's imagination because I'm too busy trying to cast down my own. I'm trying to pull my own thoughts up under the subjection of the Holy Ghost. Beloved, that's a lot of work. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Sometimes our mind could be racing all over the place. I make my mind single real quick.
Yeah,
I send you out a message the other day. Let your mind be single. I know what it is for the mind to race. I know it. Let your mind be, because double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Yeah.
I refuse to be unstable. Let your mind be single. You have to deal with those imaginations.
Amen.
You got power. Cast them down. Bring them up under the subjection of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Feet that be swift and run into mischief. Be mindful. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Be mindful. Amen. How you control your feet. You control your feet. You control your thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. The thought may enter, but don't let it come out your mouth. Cast it down. Amen. There's times I'm walking and talking to myself, pulling down imagination.
Yes,
people asking, who you talking? I'm talking to God.
My Lord.
Amen.
Definitely.
Praise God. I'm speaking to my imagination. Praise God. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Some of you have fantasy lust going on in your imagination. You think it's okay. That ain't you. That ain't you. Pull that imagination under the subjection of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. Things that were going on in your imagination that will make you lose your mind. No, devil, ain't true. It ain't happening today. I'll pull out a Thomas Warfare prayer in a minute. What are you doing tonight? I'm listening to Cindy Trim Atomic Warfare prayer tonight. Amen. Pray. I got to get this mind single. Amen. Praise God. And I am laying there, touching and agreeing, dealing with the devil, dealing with the enemy, dealing with this imagination. You're going to be holy. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we just have to be mindful, amen, of these things, amen. I'll listen to Proverbs all night about the foolish and the wise, amen, because I need my mind to be single for Christ, amen, praise God. I need my mind to be right, amen. I ain't got no time to be schizophrenic and bipolar, amen, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if we tell the truth, we can go there spiritually. I'm talking about spiritually, amen, praise God. I'm not talking, you may not have a physical condition, amen, but some of us have a spiritual condition that we got to deal with. Amen, praise God. Amen. And heart that devises wicked imaginations. We should not be devising in wicked imaginations and plans against people. Amen, praise God. Be mindful. Cast that imagination down, beloved. And don't let your mind develop wicked imagination against you. Amen. Feet that be swift and run into mischief. Be mindful on where your feet take you, where your mind take you. Amen. Or where your faith takes you. Amen. Make sure it's anchored in Christ. Amen. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. I can only testify that of what I've heard and what I've seen. And some of that ain't true. Praise God. Amen. I need a revelation. Amen. Praise God. Some of the things that I see, God, did I see that? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is it really what I saw? Amen. I put a demand on the spirit of counsel. I need to know, is it really what I saw? Amen. Beloved, I pray that you are still with me tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I'm not going to keep you long. Amen. But we're going to get back to this lesson. Amen. God, I just wanted to go there. Before we leave Proverbs, do anybody have any questions? That there are things that God hates. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says that God loved Jacob and hated Esau. Did anybody see that in the Word? They say God don't hate, huh? He loved Jacob and hated Esau. Anyone seen that?
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
And everybody running around talking about God loved me. Amen. Not if you after the world. I'm going to show it to you right now. Amen. I'm going to show it to you that you would know for you got to do right. You got to live right. Amen. Hallelujah. Love is there for you. You can have love, but God ain't going to just let you do anything. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to give you this word right now. Right now, Malachi. Amen. Malachi. Amen. Malachi. Amen. Chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I love Jacob, but Esau I hate him. Amen. This is a divine revelation. The Lord spoke his word to Israel through Malachi. I loved you, says the Lord, but you asked, how did you love us? Was it Esau, Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? I loved Jacob, but Esau I hated. I turned his mountains into a wasteland and left his inheritance to the jackals in the desert. The descendants of Esau may say, we have been beaten down, but we will rebuild the ruins. Yet this is what the Lord of armies says. They may rebuild, but I will tear it down. They will be called, this is in the Bible, they will be called the wicked land and the people with whom the Lord is always angry. You will see these things with your own eyes and say, even outside the borders of Israel, the Lord is great. Can anyone tell me why God loved Jacob and hated Esau? Can anyone tell me? From the time that their mother was pregnant, amen, the Bible says that there was two nations in her womb. She thought she was near death. There was war up in her womb. Amen. Praise God. And God gave her the first sonogram. He said there was two nations in your womb. Amen. And he began to prophesy to her. This is why we got to inquire about the Lord. When there was no sonogram machines, amen, God did it. He did it the best. Amen. Praise God. And so we have to learn to inquire of God concerning every aspect of my life. God, what is this? Amen. He's a God that if you ask him, he will reveal. Amen. So Esau represented the world system. Amen. Praise God. God already knew that he would. Amen. And even though Jacob was a supplanter, amen, they said a liar, a cheater, and all of that stuff, but God knew that Jacob desired spiritual things. That's why he would pay for the birthright, amen? God gave Esau a birthright, and listen, you cannot have the birthright without the blessing, amen? Praise God. The blessing and the birthright goes hand in hand. And so, beloved, when you sell your birthright, you give up the blessing. So he wanted to be blessed. But God already said that the older will serve the younger. So Esau was born first, but he had to serve Jacob. Amen? And now I'm going to take that a step further. Amen? We was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Amen? Praise God. The flesh was present first, but now the flesh must serve the spirit. Pull it up under the suggestion. The spirit man is in control now. Amen? That's why you are born again. A new creature, a new creation. The older will serve the younger. Amen. Praise God. There is a war going on in you, praise God, that you must identify with. Amen. Your flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against your flesh. Praise God. You can't beat your own flesh. That's why God put a deposit of eternity in you. Only the Holy Ghost can do it. Man had a problem that he could not fix. So God came down, 20 and 40 and two generations. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Gave us a deposit of our inheritance in advance. Amen. Praise. Only God would do that. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to desire these spiritual things. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says that where your heart is, where your treasures are, there your heart will be also. Amen. If your treasures is worldly, your heart is in the world. Praise God. Set your treasures. Let your treasures be spiritual. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Become a lover of the word of God. Become a lover of the provision of God, the economy of God. Become a lover of spiritual things. Store up your inheritance. Excuse me. Store up your treasures in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Whenever we bear witness to a soul, I like to be a witness. You know why? Because that's another jewel in my crown. Listen, I'm moving on purpose and in purpose. I ain't playing with this thing. I can't take my car, my house, my golf cart. None of that is going to heaven. Somebody else is going to enjoy that when I leave here. But every soul that I minister to, every soul that is converted at my witness, purposely, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
That's a jewel in my crown, praise God. That spiritual inheritance, praise God. Blessed are the feet that bring the gospel. Amen. Praise God. Beauty, beauty is the feet. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is telling us about our spiritual treasure. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, if you represent the world, amen, praise God. Listen, I'll tell you, that God said he loved Jacob and hated Esau. It's in the Bible. Amen. And he said what he did, they built it, he tore down again. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that I'm on the right side. When things ain't going right in my life, I start repenting. Amen. It doesn't mean that I've done something wrong. It could be like Job that he considered me, but I'm trying to cover all bases. Amen. Praise God. I repent first. Amen. Praise God. I go before the throne of grace. Lord, what is this thing? My God, talk to your servant. Hallelujah, Jesus. I humble myself in your presence. My God, reveal, amen, this age, this time, this season unto me. My God, have mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We got to acknowledge God. Hallelujah. Amen. He will make you talk to him. Amen. Praise God. And those of you that are going through infirmities and afflictions, what I want you to know, amen, that's an opportunity for your God. Amen. God, listen, God allows things to be because it is an opportunity to show himself mighty and glorious. Amen. Praise God. An opportunity. Wherever you find yourself, amen, praise God, you may be sick and you may go to the hospital because God may want you to deliver word. He may want you in the emergency room praying all night long, dealing with strongholds. Amen. You may just be sick just for a season. Amen. Praise God. One time I went out evangelizing in this particular area. On the way back, I had heart palpitations. Never had that before. Amen. I got to the emergency room. Amen. Hallelujah. And they put me on IV. But while I was there, amen, I said, I know my sickness ain't going to be always. I'm about to walk up out of here, but I'm going to pray for those of you that don't have no hope. Amen. Praise God. I was praying up a storm, looking in faces and praying them through. Praise God. The emergency room was my assignment that night. That was my mindset. That was my assignment that night. Praise God. And that day, and took x-rays and hooked me up to all kind of machines. Amen. Praise God. They did all they did. Amen. Praise God. They said, well, we don't see nothing. I said, praise God. Amen. Assignment was over. Went home,
amen,
took a shower, and
amen,
went to bed. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, you have to have the mind of God. Apostle Paul in chains, amen, in prison, for the very purpose that the kings and the queens and the judges would get the word. Amen. This thing is not about you. This thing is about the gospel reaching places that it would not have reached if you was not there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You are a servant of the Most High. Amen. And so I'm going back to Deuteronomy 22 and 5, beloved. Do anybody have any questions before I carry on? Amen. Praise God. Deuteronomy 22 and 5 says, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. God has ordained a clear distinction between the sexes. Each gender has an equally important but distinct separate role to fulfill. These gender-specific roles include our behavior and deportment, how we conduct ourselves. A woman ought to have a quiet spirit. I didn't always have a quiet spirit, praise God, but I thank God for what he has done in my life. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the grace of God. Amen. I thank God that now I know how to submit and be obedient. Amen, praise God. Amen. I may not have always had that, but now I do. Praise God. Amen. Our roles and relationships, how we relate as a husband, wife, father, mother. Beloved, listen, this doesn't make any sense for you to take on the title and you don't have the unction to function. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. You have to discern people in your life that are sitting in places of titles but cannot function. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There's no sense. There's no way that I could have the gift of apostle but not function as an apostle. Amen. Praise God. I'm not who I am because I called myself that or because man called me that. I am who I am because that's how the Holy Spirit operates through me. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. And I know that the house that he's building is not a brick and mortar building, but the house that he's building is living stones. Every time I open up my mouth and be a witness, every time I teach and preach, amen, there is a transformation that is taking place in the living stones. You are the living stones. You are the living epistles. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we're building things that God is not building. Amen. Praise God. God said, make disciples, build my people, teach my people, train my people, equip my people for the work of the ministry. Teach them that they may mature. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is in the people business. People are important to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So our relationships, amen, pay attention to roles that people are playing in your life. Do they have the unction or function? Do they have the gift or the fruit or the talent to be there? Amen. Praise God. We are branches on the true vine, and if we don't produce fruit, the Bible says that we will be cut off and healed in the fire. Amen. Praise God. You got to produce. Amen. You just can't run around talking about I'm a son of God and don't produce nothing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to be able to produce. God ain't going to have no dead branches with no fruit on his vine. Amen. How we present ourselves in physical appearance, how we dress, adorn ourselves, and wear our hair. Some have tried to assert that Deuteronomy 22 and 5 do not apply today because it is an Old Testament scripture. However, it is important to note that the wearing of the apparel of the opposite sex is specifically labeled in this scripture as an abomination unto God. This chapter of Deuteronomy establishes both moral and ceremonial laws of God in order to teach and instruct God's people the necessity of being separated unto him and the genders being distinctly separated from each other. In order to teach the moral laws of separation, God established ceremonial laws as object lessons. Those who break the ceremonial laws in this chapter are not referred to as abominations, but those who break the moral law, the act of blurring sexual identity, are called an abomination unto God. Amen? And that's today. People want to choose their own sex. Amen? Praise God. Amen? While the ceremonial laws are Moses were indeed fulfilled in Jesus Christ, God's moral laws never change. It has always been and will always be an abomination unto God for individuals to wear clothing of the opposite gender. This is a moral law because it affects moral behavior. Any trend toward unisex or blurring of the gender lines in clothing styles is an abomination to God. Scholarly studies confirm this principle. The Geneva Study Bible states that Deuteronomy 22:5 warns individual that when a person wears clothing of the opposite sex, it alters the order of nature and shows that you despise God. Amen? And so, beloved, there are people with a man's spirit. We know that. And then there are men with a feminine spirit. Praise God. Amen? That is not of God. And you will find that one will try to dress like the other. Amen? They will try to transform themselves to be that. Amen? You will see a woman in a man's suit and man's shoes, something that is distinctly for a man. Amen. Praise God. We got to be mindful of these man spirits. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And those spirits can be cast out. Amen. Praise God. And you will find that when a person is free, that, amen, hallelujah, that, amen, they may still dress like that for a little while only because it is habitual. Amen. But that change too will come. Amen. Praise God. Other male fishermen, however, before Peter jumped out of the boat to approach Jesus on the shore, he put on his fisher coat. Oh, okay, let me go back. That's not where I want to be. Amen. Likewise, Matthew Henry's commentary states that this scripture establishes the preservation of order and distinction that men and women should not wear one another's clothes. The Zondervan Pictorial Bible Dictionary states, page 227, among the Hebrews, neither sex was permitted by Mosaic law to wear the same form of clothing as was used by the other. A few articles of feminine clothing carry somewhat the name and basic pattern, yet there was always sufficient difference in embossing, embroidery, and needlework so that in appearance the line of demarcation between man and woman should be readily detected. Amen. We know the difference between, amen, what a woman wears and what a man wear, amen, based on the needlework, the embroidery, and the appearance. Amen. Praise God. The pulpit commentary, H.D.M. Spencer Joseph, amen, states whatever tends to obliterate the distinction between the sexes tends to licentiousness or lasciviousness, lewdness, and that the one sex should assume the dress of the other has always been regarded as unnatural and indecent. Amen. The commentary on the Old Testament states that Deuteronomy 22:5 was written to maintain the sanctity of the distinction of the sexes, which was established by the creation of man and woman. Every violation or whipping out of this distinction was unnatural and therefore an abomination in the sight of God. In Scripture, breeches, pants were an article of clothing for the priests who were males. Whenever the word appears in Scripture, it refers exclusively to a type of men apparel. Exodus 28:42, Leviticus 6:10, 16:4. According to the Hebrew lexicon, breeches, amen, which is pants, men trousers, amen, that extended to the knee, excuse me, below the knee or to the ankles. Women in Bible times did not wear divided garments or cross garments, pants, as this was specifically masculine attire. Men in Bible times were permitted to gird up their loins like a man, while women were not. Job 38:3 says, gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee and answer thou me. Gird up like a man your loins. A man could transform his robe into a closer fitting, less cumbersome garment by bringing the back hem of his robe between his legs and tying and tucking it into his waistband. This created a trouser-like effect and was a distinctively a masculine garment arrangement. It was customary for Hebrew women to lift up the hem of their robe to help carry something, but to raise it above the knee or to gird up their loin like a man was considered immodest and inappropriate. Throughout history, society based upon Judeo-Christian ethics, Old or New Testament, held that pants, breeches were men's apparel, and dresses and skirts were women's apparel. Pagan societies can never be used as examples of proper conduct or dress for a Christian. In many pagan societies, clothing was minimal and complete nudity and practice in some pagan cultures. For more than 5,900 years of recorded biblical history, women in Judeo-Christian societies have always worn garments that were types of tunics, robes, dresses, and skirts. Yet in the last few decades, so-called Christian women have tried to justify the wearing of pants by claiming that dresses and skirts are impractical and uncomfortable. Amen. It was not until World War II that women in Western society began wearing pants. This was due largely to the fact that women entered the labor force en masse and began wearing pants as they worked in factories and workshops. I'm going to finish this reading. Amen. On June 25, 1977, the ABC Broadcast Company, in a research presentation called Close Up, stated approximately 25 years ago, 1952, the American female began to adopt the lifestyles of men to demand men's work patterns, to participate in masculine activities, and to wear masculine apparel. And the article Two Fashions Icons, Katharine Hepburn and Jackie Kennedy Onassis, journalist Ann Paxton, it was rumored that MGM was so determined, amen, to put Katharine in dresses that they had someone steal her pants out of her dressing room while she was on the set. In the 1960s, during the Chinese Cultural Revolution, atheist dictator Mao Zedong declared that all Chinese women should doff femininity and to wear only military attire consisting of a jacket and matching two black pants. Men were instructed to wear the same attire. This was a deliberate attempt to erase all differences between genders, ethnicities, and social positions. In the revolutionary book Femininity, noted feminist Susan Brown Miller states, skirts and pants stand juxtaposed as the Western world's great divide. She identifies skirts and pants as the identifying symbols that mark the distinction between men and women. She states that as part of her personal revolt against femininity, she stopped wearing dresses and skirts altogether. Her writings strongly advocate that women who want to be set free from traditional femininity should discard their skirts and dresses. Brown Miller's point is extremely revealing. The wearing of pants by women is more than just a fashion statement. It is a symbol of the revolt against the traditional biblically based feminine appearance and role that God was called women to fulfill in society. This revolt in the very thing that Deuteronomy 22:5 seeks to prevent, when the outward appearance of woman is changed to be like a man, then the spirit and behavior of a woman begins to change also. It is important to remember that God takes rebellion and stubbornness against his word very seriously. 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee." The act of wearing clothing that is associated with the opposite sex is declared to be an abomination unto God. It not only blurs the line of distinction between the sexes, but it also removes the individual from his or her ordained position before God as established by the order of creation. The wearing of pants by women was originally denounced by ministers of all Christian denominations. However, as with many worldly practices, example, alcohol, smoking, premarital sex, the wearing of pants by women gradually became tolerated by society at large and eventually by many who profess to be Christian. Sadly, in this case, the world influenced the church instead of the church influencing the world. Notice that the commands of Deuteronomy 22:5 are different for men and women. A man must not put on a woman's garment. This is a simple and direct command which is sufficient for men, because clothing styles is not particularly a male problem area. However, the instructions are more definitive for a woman, because women are often more tempted in the area of clothing and dress. The woman is not to wear that which even pertaineth unto a man. The word pertains means to relate to have reference to, be appropriate for, to belong to, as accessory. Its Latin root word means to reach toward. There can be no dispute that pants, slacks, breeches from this immoral have pertained to the man, the male gender, and the Christian woman must not wear anything that pertains at or reaches toward the appearance of a man. Amen. This is not an insignificant issue. It is serious business, because those who reject this principle of separation of the sexes in clothing styles are called an abomination unto God. In addition to Deuteronomy injunction against a woman's wearing that which pertains to the man, it is important to remember that the Apostle Paul also gave a similar commandment. 1 Timothy 2:8-10, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. Amen. As we have seen, the word apparel is translated from the Greek word, katasol, amen, which means a loose-fitting, long-flowing tunic, robe, dress, coat, or a letting-down garment. Pants, slacks, or breeches cannot be categorized as a catasole. A crotch garment or pants certainly do not fit into the New Testament definition or proper attire for godly women. The world may sometimes judge us and ridicule us for how we dress, but we must remember that the final judge of our clothing choices will be God himself and what is written in his word. Revelations 20:12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. Amen. And so, beloved, I believe that ends, amen, our part three on Christian living. Amen. And I am going to say that God has taken me many places. Praise God. Amen. I did grow up, amen, under a strong Pentecostal influence. Amen. Praise God. And we grew up not getting ear piercings. Amen. Not wearing pants. Amen. We wore our long dresses. Amen. Praise God. I'm not against the word of God where it says that a woman should not wear anything pertaining to a man. Amen. And I do know that there's certain things that you put on, from your hair, from your dress, from your clothes, depending on where it's been. Amen. And the numbers and the names on it, you take on spirits. Amen. Praise God. And this is why I pray over everything. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I truly take up time to pray, beloved. Are we still on, or did you lose me?
Still on.
Praise God. Amen. And so I do know that I've been to different places. The Irish, they wear Celts. Amen. The men wear a dress like Celt. Amen. It is a part of their culture. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus wore a long tunic. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That looked like, amen, it could have been a dress, but it had a specific name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I've learned that, amen, when I have gone to different places, amen, I too have been all things to all people. Some of these places don't want you in your robe, amen, praise God, because they're not receptive of you in the robe, amen, praise God. And so, beloved, you have to be mindful and you have to be led by the Spirit, amen. When I am preaching in the street, sometimes I'm in my skirt and a T-shirt, amen, praise God, amen. I have preached in the street in my jeans and a T-shirt, praise God, amen, praise God, amen. And souls were still saved and delivered and made free, amen, praise God. But the word of God is the word of God, and the word of God is the truth. But I believe that sometimes it can be interpreted, amen, misinterpreted and applied in the wrong way. Amen. Praise God. And so that's all I have to say about that subject. Amen. Do anybody have anything to share tonight or anything to say?
Oh, hello.
Yes, Brother Golden.
Yes, I'd like to share on tonight's word. First of all, I thank God for those that pushed being here. You know, despite the bad communication set up, even though we started late, I heard them chiming in, and I came on in myself, so that lets me know that we have people that want to spend time in the word of the Lord, despite anything. And I feel that's a good thing for Cornerstone Deliverance Church, as well as the Bible study group we meet here on Wednesday night. But, I think, the subject of the last night was, your gender role is in the sexes. And, it is becoming within the media popular. And I'm going to say, to me personally, the wrong reasons, the image they portray to me, and I'm saying this from a religious place, and I think this lesson is really good for those of us here tonight on the Word of God, knowing that, which, some people may be struggling this, that's here on the line. I'm not saying they are, but if you are, that's not a bad thing, because at least you're in the house of the Lord to get some answers. And, it's not a struggle for me. I don't know how we got to this point. You know, but it's great that you brought out tonight that this is nothing new. You brought it in Hebrew times in the Bible, what went on, and how the men tucked the genitals between their legs and tied just like men, and it just goes on and on. You know, to me, it shouldn't be a struggle, but again, as I said, I come here on Wednesday nights, you know, they say the revolution will not be televised, but it's being televised. And it's in a religious sense. Everything from these wars going on in Ukraine to these people wanting to shoot people for no reason in the school, that's all demonic, and they're lost. And they don't know Jesus. So we, the ones that go to church on Sunday, here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, or local church in person, wherever you go, or come in Wednesday night, you must stand on the word. You know, tonight,
Amen.
I thought you brought out a good point that you are, I forget the exact the scripture. Wherever you are at, you become. So if you come to the house of the Lord and hear the word like you give to us, then you become it. And I myself have taken away some things to be a better person, to live in peace and joy of the Lord in life. And, you know, it goes back to my younger days when you go to these places of drinking and you go to these clubs, a bunch of hell going on, or you hang at a strip club, or you go with some guys that you know doing devil stuff, you're going to start becoming just like them. You know, you say, I don't do what they do. But why would you hang around somebody that, you know, wants to do drugs, which I've never done drugs, but, you know, it's not even a common place. Sometimes I'm going to smoke some weed. Well, I don't think that's a good thing either. That's just me. I know people say, well, weed don't hurt anything and now it's illegal. I can't help what man make legal. Everything that's by law and of God ain't right either. You know, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just my two cents. Just like now to struggle over gun control is my right to bear arms, but also look at the people that ban arms. But that, I'm not going to get into that. So
Amen.
I pray that God solves the mass gun shootings in this country, because that's another epidemic and close to being a pandemic that needs to be solved. And I know the God I know and serve that I come listen to will solve it. So, you know, my point is, and I'm going to say this in closing, because, you know, I know we all have to have schedule to keep and jobs and other responsibilities. But we have to stay on the word of God. And I just think what you brought out tonight with the title of the lesson, you know, like, it's so crazy right now. Like, it's, I forget the commercial. I don't know the company. They got a woman dressed up as feminine with another woman. She got braids on and everything, dressed up like a man. And, you know, my thing is being gay is so right, then why y'all got to play gender roles? You know what I mean? Of course, you have the feminine ones, too. So, yes, this is, I think, a problem that I think we're good being transparent. Something that's not a problem, okay, that's fine. But it's like you also brought up to another point. If you do not accept the truth, you'll never be free.
Mm-hmm.
So tell yourself the truth. You can say, hey, I was wrong. I need rehabilitation and healing from God on what I was thinking wrong to move forward to get in the righteous place. So you got to realize these terrorists, like the Proud Boys, the Nazis back in the day, they sold you on you being ignorant and listening to what they said for false propaganda to recruit you to follow them. So just like I come here and listen to the word of righteousness, they want you to listen to the word of evil. That's what they want. You know, as they say in the street, they're recruiting suckers. So God, I don't like no sucker. So if you can't catch on to what's wrong and hateful, you need to get away from it. And that's what we do. So if you got, you know, if you stay on the word, it won't be a struggle to say, get that out of my face. I don't want to know where near me. Get the people away from me.
Amen.
It ain't about
Amen.
Nothing. And then, you know, they may say, oh, you judging me. Maybe I need to, because what you portraying to me ain't of righteousness. So, yeah, get away from me. You know, that's just an evil spirit that's trying to bring me down. You know, and my thing is, you know, you want the image of his likeness in your life. So, mm-hmm. you know, another thing I'm going to say, for I was watching the Daily Blast, that's what I got to watch, watching TV. And since we're talking about, I was going to bring up earlier, but you were going on with the lesson. I missed the time to talk about it. This lady said, oh, gay people can't like Jesus. And they were talking about, you know, what you're talking about, what's up with the gender divide and these male roles. And it went back to other lessons you said in previous Bible studies where, you know, you just, you know, there shouldn't be a struggle knowing your roles. And you touched on that tonight in the scripture. You know, everything you gave fulfilled the prophetic word and prophecy on where it should be. But all these people and all these examples you see in the public eye, they are now trying to inflame and poison you. And even the Hollywood community is going to uphold them from major motion picture companies. You know, even now superheroes, they want to say, it's okay, you know, we're going to show gay scenes and that. Well, it's just not okay. I'm not going to get upset about it. I'm not going to get my feelings about it. I'm going to accept it, but I know that's not going to be my choice. Because I'm going to stand on the choice of what God wants. So I'm going to say that in closing. And also, I like what you said tonight. If I drop dead tonight, somebody better keep the Bible study going and keep the word going. So I thought that was real nice. That's all I have
Amen.
To say.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Beloved, I love this share of Brother, praise God, Daryl Golden. Amen. Because we are accountable unto the word of God. And I want you to hear that there are even pants that women can put on that is not a woman pants. This does not just have to do with you being a man, gay or homosexual, lesbian. It has to do with you being a male, just a he-man and a she-man. Praise God, amen. We are not to dress like a man. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
This teach here that was taught today, or a man should not be dressing like a woman. Amen. Praise God. And so this teach that was taught today specifically said that a woman should be in a dress. Amen. Praise God. And so I don't agree with every revelation. Amen. Praise God. And what I should say, I shouldn't say I don't agree with every revelation. I should say every interpretation, because I believe in the revelation. Revelation Amen. Comes from the Holy Spirit, but I don't believe in every interpretation. Amen. Because Jesus was something that looked like a dress. Amen. Praise God. And so I believe that we need to get deeper into this. Amen. And get a deeper understanding concerning the revelation of these scriptures concerning that. And I really want to hear your thoughts on what it is that you receive from the lesson, how the Holy Spirit is moving you. I really want to hear your thoughts. Amen. Anyone else sharing? Anyone else sharing tonight? Okay, Prophet Marcus Kavanaugh, are you on tonight? Prophet DJ Williams, are you on tonight? Sister Titiana, are you on tonight? Sister Latasha, are you on tonight? Prophetess DJ Williams, are you on tonight? Okay, so maybe just me and Brother Golden is left tonight. Praise God.
Yeah,
so beloved, we're going. Yeah, and so beloved, we are going to move on to 9:50. Amen, Sister Johnson. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Are you sharing? I mean, I'm asking y'all to share now, and I got to pull y'all forward. Amen.
No,
are you sharing tonight, Sister Johnson?
I was on mute. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's all right.
God.
You're right on time. Praise the Lord.
You see, I'm pulling.
Yeah,
you got him. You went fishing.
I tried to let the people go first, but
that's all right. That's all right.
You know, I love the Bible study, and like I said, I like the fact that you said about searching more into that about the dress attire, because I was the same way with thinking you just gotta have a dress. You gotta have a dress. That's, you know, that what people back then may made us think that that's what made you holy. And our tear has nothing to do with our holiness. That is because of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's what
makes
us holy. Not our attire. We're sanctified not because of clothing. We're sanctified because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're set aside for his use. So we can't get caught up in those things. I believe in dressing modest, no doubt. I know I see some Christians who dress differently, and, you know, God ain't convicted me that way. And I know that he may deal with me differently than he deal with you. But, you know, we have to pray, like you said, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you how he would have you to do it. Because I know what he speaks to me, what he spoke to me, and what I wear and what I don't wear. Because I always had a lot of people saying, well, you don't wear that size. Why are you wearing that big old dress? Take that big old dress off, you know. You should be wearing your size. And I said, I wear the bigger size because I don't want my curves or whatever showing. And people didn't seem to understand that. Now, I understand there's a point where you don't want to go too far out. And when I looked back at it, I said, okay, maybe I was wearing them way too big. But, you know, the Lord even dealt with me in that. And I still know how to be modest and look nice, but I know that my holiness has nothing to do with my clothing. I wear my clothing a certain way because I am holy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And the way that the Holy Spirit convicts me about what I wear is something other people wear. It may not bother them, but it would bother me if I put it on. So, you know, I just tell people, you need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what he'll have you to wear. In decency, because modesty is still the word, modest.
That's right. Modest apparel.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference to whether it's for a man or a woman through the stitching, through the different things. You know, you can tell the difference.
They have distinct things, you know. Like the man's buttons are maybe on another side or whatever, you know, they have different distinctions. So you would know if this is a man's or this is a woman's, even if it's a pants or shoe.
Amen.
Same way. Now they got what they call unisex, but you go in the women's section, you know if you're a woman, go in the women's section. If you're a man, go in the man's section.
Amen.
That's just me. You know, people are going to do what they want anyway. Like I said, pray, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you something. I had a conversation with somebody about wearing. You know, some people, they don't mind if they're mid-drift show. That's not me.
Amen, amen. Well, it should not be no Christian. Praise God. Amen.
Well, there are some that are really saved, but that's not their conviction.
But what I do believe is that we are in different places in our walk of life, and I believe I do believe that we find ourselves liberated in different ways. Amen. Praise God. But the word is still the word. Amen.
Amen.
So you could be.
Amen.
We may be in a journey, but may not have been set free to this thing yet. Amen. Praise God. And so we still have to allow for the word to clean the fish. Amen. The water of the washing of the word, or the Holy Spirit to do its work. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But, you know, one thing that I've never been for, that I've never gotten used to, was pants in the church in the fellowship. I'm still convicted about that. I was a correction officer, so I wore pants on my job. Amen, praise God. But I feel funny about walking up in the church in certain ways. But that could be on how I was birthed out of Pentecostalism. Amen, praise God. But I do try to remove myself from these denominations and try to just get in the Word. amen, to understand the word, the revelation, and the application of it. And we have to be able to discern and see where people are and see how God is dealing with people. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit, don't make no mistakes. He reveals. Amen. And he will take
amen. Us. Amen. And that's what I said. I always say pray. Uh-huh. Pray and ask
amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. That was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. But through the teaching of the truth, we all will get there. Amen. Praise God. This is why we can't sugarcoat it. Amen. Can't sugarcoat the truth. You got to just give the truth as it is. And the truth will get us there. If we preach holiness, teach holiness, and like you said, we are made holy because of the presence of God. We've been washed with the blood. Amen. Praise God. He says, rent your heart and not your clothes. So some of these things could be a stumbling block for people. When they're trying to get their soul saved, you're talking about their clothes. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Let the soul get saved. Let the mind get transformed. Let the soul get converted. And when that work is done on the inside, the dress will change. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise
God. You know, I've seen so many people come in, women, I'm especially talking about women right now, come in and, you know, they had the tight stuff and all that. But as we continue to give the word, we saw just transformation because
amen.
The word will change you. If you listen to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will reveal himself, reveal the Lord to you, and reveal what you're supposed to do to you as you continue to stay under the word and stay in prayer. God will reveal to you what to do and what not to do. And so we saw transformation where one of the ladies walked in one day, we didn't even know who she was because she had been dressing so, you know, provocative in the beginning. But she came in and we was like, oh, my God, we didn't know who she was. And then she began to testify. We had testimony. She said, the Lord convicted me of how I was dressing because
amen.
I was used to being out in the street. But God
amen.
Had said, I cleaned your inside up, and now I want to clean your outside. So she went
amen.
And bought her new clothes and everything and
amen.
Looked like a totally different
amen.
Person because
amen.
The inside was changed. Then the outside
amen.
Can change. He'll change us from the inside out.
Amen.
Amen.
The word will affect every area of our life if we allow it to.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I didn't expect to say all
that. But I'm glad you did. That right there was really a good share. Amen. Transformation do come. Amen. Praise God. And so you can't clean the outside of the cup and let the inside be dirty. That's called hypocrisy. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And so when we really allow the word to do it, it is the inside word. Amen. Praise God. It really is. And just let the people come and let grace do its perfect work. Let the water of the washing of the word work. People want to look like, when people join a group, they want to look like the group. Amen. Praise God. There was a young lady that said to me, she says, I don't know where to find these dresses. I want to look like y'all. She was a young girl. Amen. Praise God. She says, I want to look like y'all. Amen. Praise God. So you'd be surprised. Amen. What be going on in people's hearts and minds. You know, and how they don't fit into where they came from because now they in this new life. Amen. And so they in transition because now they trying to fit into the new life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They want to be presentable. Amen. Praise God. God is doing the work on the inside. We're going to see it on the outside. We just have to let God work. I think that was a great share by you both tonight. Amen.
Thank you.
And I apologize again for my tardiness, but I was not going to let this thing go.
No,
amen.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, you know, I apologize because it is the right thing to do. I honor your time. I'm normally on at 8 p.m., and I like to see you're on at 8 p.m. And I thank God that y'all love the word so much that y'all got back on. Amen. Praise God. So more grace and glory upon your life. Yeah, I really wanted to honor that. You
never
know,
give
that
up. Never give up.
Amen. God will show you, amen, the heart of the congregation. Amen. You know, y'all want Jesus. Y'all want this word. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Y'all want the fellowship. Amen. Praise God. So, you know, exceeding grace and glory upon your life as well. Sister Johnson, I'm going to ask that you do the altar call tonight. And Brother Golden, I'm going to ask that you close us out in prayer.
Okay, no problem.
Well, Father, we thank you, O God, for those, O God, who are on the line or who were on the line also, God. God,
yeah.
Lord, and if there's anybody still on the line who's quiet, God, that may not know you in the pardon of their sin, I pray, God, that you would begin to draw them right now. Let them know, God, that you love them, O God, and you got great things in store for their lives, O God, and you want to bring about the change. God, I just pray if there is anybody on the line, just pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would come into my life. God, I believe, oh God, your word that says you came, God, to die on the cross for my sins. And God, that if I would ask you to come into my heart and ask for forgiveness, God, you would come in, oh God. And Lord, you would give me eternal life. You would take all my sins. You would throw them in the sea of forgetfulness, oh God. Lord, your word says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, God, I ask, God, that you would forgive me for all of my sins, come into my heart and save me, change me, and make me to be like you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that he would lead and guide and direct my path and order my steps. Lord, I receive your forgiveness. I receive your love, your grace, and your mercy. And, Lord, I thank you that I am saved because your word says, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I thank
in
you
Jesus
for it right
name.
Now. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. We thank God for that. And, beloved, if your heart was pricked and you believed, amen, you're no longer sin, a man, woman, boy, or girl. You are the righteousness of God. It's just that simple. Amen. You believe and confess with your mouth. It is just that simple. Amen. Reach out to us at Cornerstone Deliverance Church through the website www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, through the church app that you could download to your mobile device or your tablet. Download the church app, praise God. Amen. It will bless you. You could reach out to us there, send your prayer request. But we want to know from you how you are blessed. Amen. Through the service, if you gave your life to Christ and need further instruction, reach out to us. We are graced to instruct you in righteousness. Amen. Praise God. To pray you through that God may finish the good work that he started in you. Amen. And that number is 800-373-6948, extension 801 for North Carolina and New York, for Georgia. Amen. It is the same number, 800-373-6948. You will speak to Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh, Kingdom Living Fellowship, amen, and that extension is 815. And if you are in the Texas area, amen, Spices Ministry and Apostle Eartha Wright, Morgan, she leads Spices Ministry, and her extension is 814. Amen, praise God. We want to invite you to get in touch with us. We want to hear from you, amen. We want to hear your thoughts, amen. We want to hear your praise reports. Amen. If you are being blessed through the service, you can even contact us through our Contact Us page on the website, praise God. And I just want to share with you, those of you that are constantly on the line, download the church app. You can send your prayer request through the church app, and there is a prayer request page that is on the church website that you can also send your prayer request through. Amen. Praise God. And in detail, so that this way, those prayer requests go directly to those that are part of the prayer team, amen, and we are praying, amen, praise God, we are praying, amen. So we may not always be praying a prayer request on the 8 p.m. or 5 a.m. prayer, but we are praying nonstop. The Bible says pray without ceasing, amen, praise God. So I want to encourage you, if there is a need, and also pray for yourself and believe God. Pray for yourself and believe God. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to release the line of Brother Golden so he can close us out in prayer. Amen. Brother Golden.
Yes. Father God, I just thank those who came tonight to listen to the weekly Bible study we have here with Cornerstone Deliverance Baptist Church. But thank you, Father God, for despite the technical difficulties, that those that were loyal to you came and listened, heard the scriptures, heard the word. I know, Father God, that they say time is an element, but those that also know you must realize that you are a spirit. And that despite all obstacles that are in our way, we must remove them to get to know you and know the word in life. And tonight I just thank Apostle Hurd for her resiliency. I'm sorry,
Amen.
Apostle Ada Roberts for her.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
On her getting the Wednesday night Bible study. And I just thank God that you pushed me to be here, Lord. That I was falling asleep and allowing things in this house, chores, to get in my way, but to stop and say, no, I need to give time to the Lord. And I don't know what else anybody else went through, Lord, but I think whatever they went through to get here, if it wasn't a struggle, that's fine. I'm glad that they don't have struggles to get here, but if they had to get obstacles out of their way, that they remove them to share time in the Word. Because those that don't know you will not prosper in you. It's just that simple. And I pray, Lord, that those that want to build a relationship and friendship with you, Lord, through angels here on earth, such as Apostle Ada Roberts and her staff, from Mrs. Covina and others, and please forgive me those that I have left out, that you, Lord, use these people to touch individuals like myself and others that are just having a rough time in life. They just like to upset in the world, that you ease their madness, ease their pain, ease their sorrow, and you bring them peace.
Yes.
Because, God, I know you want us all winning.
Jesus.
Maybe not so much in big ways, but in small ways. But either way, you want us joyful unto you. And I just pray, Father God, that this ministry continues on Wednesday night. I just thank, Father God, that by teleconference call you provide a convenient and easy service that Apostle Ada Roberts has delivered to get the word spread out amongst thousands and thousands of people, with the possibilities being endless. And if I'm not in the numbers, Lord, but you know, even if it's less than that, because I know you could touch a small group and make a powerful message. And if the numbers are smaller than that, then so be it, Lord, that we may make an impact on those that come here and listen to the word and impact others to know God and know the great works that he can do to feel joy and peace in your life and remove all struggles. Because those who build faith and build relationships and build positive friendships in the name of the Lord will receive his blessings.
Amen.
And I just thank Father God that you allowed me to build this relationship with this ministry for now 3-4 years. I just know it's been years, Lord, so the numbers don't matter. Since I said something about numbers, but I just thank you, Father God, that you keep me going, that I need to get back into the church. If I want to, as they say, be winning. But it's not about winning, Lord. It's about knowing the faith of the God. And I just pray, Father God, that with all these things going on in the world today, we see newspapers, social media, whatever, that we bring good things forward of the world today. And that those that are struggling to get rid of these evil demonic things, that they don't not know what they're worshiping. Because as they say in the Bible, Father, they know not what they do. And I pray, Father God, you touch those that don't know what they do.
Come on and pray, Brother Golden.
Safety. You know, just this week, Lord, two people died in a river accident that they just did not know what they were doing.
Amen.
Their best
God. Come on now.
Please, Lord, touch people as we go into the summer, that they have no accidents and die on boats and die in rivers and, you know, don't be drinking before they get in the pool and drinking when they get on the river or get on drugs or just don't know how to swim. Just, Lord, touch them. Stay away.
Yes, God.
Stay
hallelujah.
Mom's way. Let them know, Lord, that you know a way of safety. You know a way of promise. You know a way of hope. That there is a new beginning. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care if you grew up in a single home. I don't care if your mama was on drugs or was a prostitute. I don't care.
Come on and pray,
was
Brother Golden. Hallelujah.
I don't care what went on in life. You're going to remove it, and you're going to win.
Amen.
You're going to be a taxpaying citizen. You're going to get a job. You're going to be a decent person. You're going to know your gender. You're going to know your race. You're going to know your stability. You're not going to allow these things to overtake me. Lord, remove
yes,
all these families that hate each other, that mad over who got money, and these churches that got leaders that are saying the pastor's in charge, not the board. And I could just go on and on, but I'm just going to stop right here, Lord, and pray that you fix all these things that I know in my eyes I've seen that I asked you clean up. And I pray, God, that as you come and call on the Deliverance Church, that no matter what somebody goes, you touch them, that you get them to build a relationship.
Because
you can go out here and want to be romantic with someone where God wants the same word as you and building these relationships and studying the word and reading the Bible and knowing what it takes to survive here on this earth, because when we are dead and gone in this physical form, it is only heaven and hell we will receive. And I pray that we know. Oh, I want everybody to go to heaven. I hope we all get
heaven.
And I pray, God, that you touch us tonight that was on the line and those that are still on the line, and that they bless them and their families and their loved ones for the week and also the weeks and months and years ahead. For these blessings, I ask your name's sake, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, listen, we thank God for that prayer. I see how God used Brother Golden tonight in prayer. Amen. Listen, God was moving by his spirit in the man of God tonight.
Yes.
And let us continue to pray his strength and that God continue to illuminate the eyes of his understanding. Amen. Yes. That he come to know the depths, the height, and the width of God's love, not just for him, but for each and every one of us.
Uh-oh.
Amen. Praise God, because we have not arrived. But I just enjoyed hearing him pray out and the conviction, you know, of just really being connected to God and being what God wants us to be. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we need the men in their rightful place. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
This is very important. Amen. Praise God. And I see the spiritual growth and the maturation. Amen. Praise God. If there's someone that we hadn't heard from in a while, reach out to them if you have contact with them, amen, in any type of way, and let them know that you miss them, amen. Praise God, we miss you on the line. Come on back
amen.
To the line
amen.
And share the line with others because, amen, God is moving, amen. He is building lives. He's making disciples on this line.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. We're not the traditional. This is not a traditional way. Amen. Praise God. But the anointing is here. Lives are being transformed and changed.
That's all right.
Amen. And I just want to say that you are responsible for what it is that you hear. When we read the Bible, amen, some people gathered in the house. Some people gathered in the temple. They gathered by the riverside. They gathered where they could. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And we were still the church. We were still the church. So, you know, I believe that we are living in a time where you have to be able to experience and get Christ where you can. Amen. It may not be in a brick-and-mortar building. Amen. Praise God. But is the anointing present? The power is still in the word. Amen. Praise God. And so we are shifting. We are shifting.
Amen.
Can you get baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire on the prayer line? There was one, and I'm going to let y'all go, but I just want to say this. There was one of my coworkers that called in. Amen. When we used to have 5 a.m. prayer 7 days a week, she called in.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on the line. We stayed on that line with her. She was losing her mind. She called in. She said she was losing her mind. And she said that she saw us on the Facebook. And she called in. And four and a half hours did we tarry with her, casting out demons, praying a restoration of her mind. I told people, if y'all got to go, y'all can go, but I can't leave until she gets a breakthrough. And a few of us stayed on. she sent me a message recently, amen, to counsel mm-hmm. her because of how she got her breakthrough. Never been baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire before 4.5 hours. She came through speaking in tongues and could not contain it. Could not contain it. God delivered her. The sweet sound of victory. Praise God. And we have to get back to tarrying on the line. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes y'all just got to build yourself up in the Holy Ghost because we are the church.
Amen.
Praise God. Just crying out to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Crying out, building yourself up in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, just receiving the download from Him. Amen. She was made free. Burdens rolled away. Mind restored instantly. Praise God. These are testimonies. Amen. Praise God. So, yes, you are the church. And when we gather, God is in the midst. So when you talk about getting back to church, you are the church. You are the ecclesia. Amen? We want you to have that understanding. Don't think that God is far from you. He's not. He's near you. Amen? Praise God. We are doing an effectual work. Amen? We are reaching people that are not walking into the brick-and-mortar building. Amen? But yet the work got to be done and the gospel got to be preached. Amen? God may use you in another way. Manifest. Be a witness. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
So I just want to encourage you. Amen. Because this gospel must be preached. Because after they get the word, Jesus is coming. He's coming.
He's coming.
For a church without a spot and without a wrinkle, we must preach this word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Everybody may not be behind a pulpit. It must be preached. Amen. That's the highway may be your pulpit. The corner may be your pulpit. Jesus preached on a borrowed boat. Praise God. Amen. And I'm not trying to get back into the service, but I felt compelled to share with you his prayer tonight and his testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Bless my heart. Amen. Because the word is being planted and there is the increase. Amen. The heart of gratitude. Amen. Our labor is not in vain. You show up at this ministry, amen, in all of the service, your labor is not in vain. Your touching and agreeing is not in vain. The testimonies that you give is not in vain. God drew you here for a reason. Amen? Amen. Know that it is not in vain. Amen? And each and every one of us is important. Praise God.
Amen.
Each and every one of us. Amen? Praise God. So continue to be a witness and be blessed. I felt compelled to say that, beloved. You are officially dismissed. Brother Golden, you pray tonight. Amen. Continue to let God use you. Let your light shine. Amen.
Thank you. You your light shine too as well, and also others on the line. Thank you.
Amen. Agape love, beloved. Agape love.
Agape love. Love. Everybody have a good week. Blessed week. Mm-hmm.